Welcome to the Servant Leadership Institute podcast. Our conversation today is between Brian Malinsky, SLI's digital media specialist, and Nick Caponera, mechanical engineer at Datron World Communications. Both Nick and Brian are recent additions to their organizations, and both have experienced all three levels of our foundational servant leadership training. Listen in as they share their thoughts and experiences regarding coming into a new culture and the impact of servant leadership training.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of the Servant Leadership Institute podcast. I am sitting here today with Nick Caponera, who is an engineer over at Datron World Communication, which is our sister company. I am Brian Malinsky. I work at the Servant Leadership Institute as our digital media specialist. So I'm typically producing these podcasts and not in front of the microphone. So this is a little change for me as well. But again, I just wanted to introduce Nick.
Hi, guys.
How's it going?
It's another beautiful day in Southern California. Nothing to complain about.
Nice. Very good. So like I said before, so you're our engineer over at Datron World Communications,
so I'm the
right? The
mechanical engineer. I've termed myself the staff mechanical engineer. So I am the one and only mechanical engineer in a sea of electrical and software engineers. So I get the great privilege and pleasure to take care of all their, let's say, chassis work, thermal work, and all sorts of various manufacturing issues that might come up on the floor, things of that nature. It's a really good gig, and I gotta say, what I really like about being the sole mechanical engineer, I get to dip my fingers in everything in the company. So you see a lot of people who always need that mechanical help, and I'm the go-to guy. Double-edged sword, you can call it, right? So A lot of responsibility, but a lot of great opportunity at the same time. So something I really enjoy.
Nice. Very good. And so the first time that we actually met was during Datron's, something that's very unique to Datron, is they, with every new hire, they have their people go through a servant leadership training session.
Yep, and I got thrown into that. It was great. I think 3 or 4 weeks into starting my career here at Datron.
Yeah, exactly. So, and the privilege that I was able to have as well is any new hire with SLI, since we're linked, gets to go through that exact same training session. So that was the first time that we met. The first time that, or some of the first things that came to mind when meeting you is, this is a highly motivated guy. You came in, you know, just all gears ahead, kind of thing.
That's a nice favorable way to put it. Yes.
Yeah. But you know, someone who had a very clear vision, and going into, and that's rare when you have somebody that's brand new to that big of a company, and you had some very defining ideas of kind of what your intent was going forward with this company. So my first question is kind of, when you first got involved with Datron, looking at them as you know, your next employer, what was something that really intrigued you with, you know, wanting to work for Datron?
So right off the bat during the interview process, something I would say is pretty rare that I didn't see in any other interviews that I was going through, and that was this this sense of team, family, and a really just strong commitment to the servant leadership process. And they brought it up in the interview process, and it was something that I was introduced to immediately. And I thought to myself, this is pretty uncommon and pretty darn nice. This is something that I really enjoyed hearing about in the interview process. Very attractive.
Nice. And was that, and that was obviously probably one of the first times that you've had an employer with that much intent, with a servant-led background and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it is the only time, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And did you have any servant leadership kind of background or anything like that before?
So this is a great question. So the answer is no. I had never heard of it. I had no idea what it was or what it was all about. But the more involved answer would be is yes. I mean, essentially, this is how I've always naturally acted, and this is something that it's a mentality or attitude that has always come naturally to me. It's just how I've always acted in team environments. So to hear the hiring manager sort of discussing some of these items, I thought to myself, boy, this seems like kind of a good link, a good fit here.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And then so one of the first things that you introduced personally into Datron as a whole was this idea of you wanted to have an outlet where people could end up socializing mm-hmm. and building trust, building a team, all that kind of stuff. So you single-handedly, with no one asking you to do it or anything like that, developed a cornhole tournament.
Right. So Brian makes it seem a lot more involved than it really was. For me, this is just a super easy idea, and it just came together very easily for me. So for those listeners that don't know, cornhole, some people might call it beanbag toss. It's a lawn game that you typically see being played at like backyard barbecues or other little social events like that, where you have these teams of two, and they take turns throwing bags of corn or beanbags. At these raised wooden platforms across the lawn, and you try and get the bag in the hole. Okay, it's really, if you break it down, it's nothing but pure frivolous fun. That's all it is. So my intent was to, it was twofold. One, when I come into a new company like this, it felt very foreign to me to not really know everybody. So I thought, boy, this is a great way to get social with everybody, and maybe learn a thing or two about my colleagues as I go. And then you start thinking about, this is a team-based game where you have to play against other teams, and you're standing out there for 20 minutes just throwing these bags. What a great opportunity to just chat. Maybe learn one fun fact about an employee that you didn't know. Like,
totally.
What's your cat's name? What's your dog's name? Yeah. Oh, your son is how old? And things like that. So at the end of the day, we're trying to have fun, which we all did. It ended up being quite fun. But you're also building this sense of team. I got to know a lot of people on the floor, the production floor, my fellow colleagues, and I mean, you name the department, I learned something about someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that that's where it got profound, because I know that you going into Datron, there were a lot of other people that we saw and we met in our SLI training with Datron that were somewhat reclusive, liked their privacy, liked to just go in, get the work done, loved doing the work,
mm-hmm.
But didn't necessarily see the importance in engaging with everybody that was around them. So simple, hi, how are you? Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
All of those kind of things. And then the bigger levels of actually developing relationships while they were at the workplace,
right,
was incredibly foreign to some people. So I think that's where it was profound, because after just a very short amount of time, the league that you set up was only, very few amount of weeks, right?
Right.
After that, I mean, I can definitely see a change with people, because they had a connection. They had something that they participated together with.
So one of the things that I thought everyone at Datron could benefit from is, right, the sense of team. The place I came from, just the engineering group we'll discuss, these were guys that I knew had my back. Let's say there's a project that needed getting done and resources were short, slim, and in need. I'll stay there until 10 o'clock at night. I'll help you get these drawings done, and I know you would do the same for me.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's team.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried my best to develop team.
Mm-hmm.
All right, like, this is my crew. This is my team.
Yeah.
Let's get there. Have a little fun while we're at it.
Yeah, exactly. and building trust the entire time. And I think that was the major bond. I mean, you can call it trust. You can call it. You can also calling it a building a sense of family, sense of accountability. I think that was tremendous. And so going forward, for any Datron people that are listening right now, what are your next plans?
Yeah, this is a hot debate. Ladder golf has been thrown out there. It's another lawn game, same motion, same number of team and everything like that. But I know it's not going to be until next April. Okay, we're going to maybe keep the Cornhole Classic, the second annual. These are all things up for discussion right now. I can tell you for certain, though, there will be another one. Hopefully even bigger with more attention and hopefully some some great competition and some great spirited fun. I don't know yet. All I know is for sure next April something's going to happen again.
That's awesome.
So get prepared.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know that I wasn't able to ever cruise over and actually see it, but
maybe we'll fix that next year.
I need to be a part of it next year for sure. Just to switch gears here, so to go back, I know that we just, you know, we referenced the SLI training portion of being introduced to Datron.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this with every one of their employees. And this is, you know, over 100 people that work in there right now that have all been able to go through the exact same curriculum, same training regimen, at different time spans and stuff like that. But when we did it, it was very rigorous, and it was 8 hours at a time.
Yep.
And we did it with 10 or 15 other
people. Yeah, in that range, yep.
And they were all new hires for the most part. And I found it really, really engaging. I mean, it was very intense. It made you, it forced you to build bonds.
Correct.
So, my main question just right off the bat is kind of like, what key points did you kind of take out of the whole thing? So you can go as broad as you want with this.
So if we're going to take a step back and look at the broad, okay, I'll give a broad answer to that. I would say one of the things our instructor, Miss Jeannie McGuire, great instructor, sort of instilled in us and was this idea that being a servant leader or being a part of this practice isn't just about being a nice jelly belly kind of person, right? Mm-hmm. It is it's a practice and a commitment that would often require difficult conversations, okay? And there's a lot of action and accountability that goes along with the servant leadership. So, yes, it is nice to help others and be respectful, but at the same time, it's important to, you know, talk straight and confront reality and, like I said, be accountable. So it was kind of that aha moment. I think she kind of mentioned it halfway through where it's not just about being nice, it's about getting stuff done.
Oh, totally.
Yep.
Yep, and I think that's a common misconception, and of servant leadership as being soft, and but surprisingly enough, some of the best, most successful companies right now are engaging in some sort of servant leadership practice, and they're realizing that there's actual productive dollars and cents.
Hey, this is kind of useful. Yeah,
movement forward in a company, just because of these quintessential ideas that I feel like you as a person always, as you get brought up when you're a kid, that's kind of what you learn. You know, it's always better to give than receive. It's always better to come and succeed as a team. Don't be a ball hog when you're in a sporting event. All of those kind of things are kind of ingrained in us. And for whatever reason, once we get into the business environment, we have to ignore those inherent, things that have kind of been drilled into us that were beneficial before.
Yeah.
And then it's the doggy dog world. It's the, you need to step over people in order to get ahead. All of those kind of things. So all of that stuff was always brought up in the training. And, for people who haven't gone through the training, it's basically broken down into three sections. It's broken down into finding out about yourself. So it's working inwardly at first, finding out what your goals are, and then also what your skills are, and from there, building into how can you use what you're good at, and what you're bad at, what you need to work at.
There you go. Yep.
And how do you engage with other people? And then finally, how do you and your team succeed together, right? So did you have, you know, any favorite exercises that you like to do, or a specific section that really, you know, was a resounding, you know, affirmative to you in the training?
So I think I can give example in one of our final sessions, okay? So the culmination of everything Brian just said, we kind of broke off into some team-oriented groups, okay? And my personal favorite, I particularly enjoyed the spaghetti marshmallow tower challenge. All right, now maybe I'm just a little biased because I'm an engineer, and you know, and I like to, you know, we'll get higher and higher. But I found that one pretty fun. Unfortunately, my group did not win. I'm still certain to this day that if I only had 5 more minutes, we could have pulled it off, but sad to report, our marshmallow tower fell at the last minute. So yeah. DQ, disqualified. It's a lot of fun, those team challenges, and that's just one example. But the culmination in the third and final session, to really drive in all those skills in that team environment.
Totally.
Why not have some fun and learn something?
Yeah, exactly. And so was there anything inherent that you kind of pulled away from those exercises? I know that there was other exercises that were interesting too. I mean, the breakdown of what goals, roles, and process was
GRP, yep.
GRP was really good, and because it's a practical integration of servant leadership on a day-to-day basis in meetings. Being very clear in people's, you know, what the team goal is, what people's roles are, and then what is going to be our process in attacking this particular challenge. Those kind of exercises were interesting to me, and then also the difficult conversation one, because that was very clear and hit on two different points. You needed to be very clear as to what a particular difficult conversation was that you've had in the past, but then the other person could not give you advice. They can only ask you further questions.
Yep.
And allow you to develop your own answers, your own conclusions, and kind of work through your own pain, so to speak. Did you like those kind of things? I mean, is that a particular challenge that you've had in the past, having to deal with difficult conversations?
So I think the challenge has been, for me, never really having those difficult conversations, but being in an environment that supports having those difficult conversations. So some places out there, you may not be allowed to, for lack of a better word, to kind of bring up some of these things or question processes or have that introspective kind of discussion. Might be frowned upon. Here, you're allowed to have those discussions. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, it was a good fit, and it's the sense of having this type of installment that is really effective.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I agree. It's always better when you can have the environment, and I think that does build off of trust. It does build off of you know, your employer, you know, and as a servant leader, the leader should, you know, give out that idea first. So, and set the stage, kind of set the environment, the culture into a very honest, you know, you don't need to be intimidated when you're here. You can, if there's an issue, you should be able to talk to anybody. I know that Art prides himself in the fact that, who's the CEO of Datron, prides himself in the fact that he doesn't believe in any one person having to go through this crazy ladder system to try and get an answer and go through the different departments and all this kind of stuff. He feels like you should be able to go straight to him, the CEO, if you have an issue. You should also communicate with other people involved respectfully. But yeah, it's always better if you have that environment that allows you to properly.
And that's what I found. I haven't come across a situation or scenario yet where I've had to go directly to the CEO, but we'll take that same open door policy mentality, we'll call it. Mm-hmm. And like I mentioned earlier, with me being the one and only mechanical engineer, requires me to talk to a lot of people. So I can freely go have these conversations with whoever I need to conversate with. Conversate a word?
Yeah.
We'll let it be a word.
Yeah, totally.
and that open policy is, it's so productive. It you can get a lot done with that mentality.
Yeah, exactly. And so going forward, let's fast forward. So we're done with the training. What have you seen specific examples while you've been working at Datron that you're like, yep, that's directly from the training? Or have you been incorporating anything from the training yet?
So I haven't. I wouldn't be able to point my finger on any one specific example, but I can tell you there is a sense or a feel of accountability at this place, and it's great. Mm-hmm. Now, that's accountability for good decisions you've made and accountability for the poor decisions you've made, but I think that's a general mood on the set that I kind of get, and it's a very powerful feeling to have.
Nice. And so within that, also going a little bit further with that, there's nine behaviors in the servant leadership model that we at the Servant Leadership Institute have created.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any of those? Do you see any of those tools that are just repetitious? I mean, Art, for example, knows that he has to go through all nine behaviors every single day.
Yeah, Art's model for the daily nine is pretty spectacular. I don't have anything quite like that,
mm-hmm.
but I can tell you myself personally, there's at least three things I at some point or another in every single day that always come into mind, and that's demonstrating respect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, basically just being a good person. Another one critical to me is getting results. Get the results that are expected of me,
mm-hmm.
while demonstrating respect.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third is this motif of continuous improvement. Okay, mm-hmm. So we always want to get better at what we do. So I always try and find something to improve myself, something to learn on that day. And I know, again, me personally, those three are always something I think of each day.
Nice. Yeah, and I've always and that was something that was always resounding in you know how you communicated with the people in the training as well, is you're just like I love improvement. Like I said, highly motivated person, right? And you always wanted to seek results, and I think results are really really good. And going back to the idea of, you know, servant leadership is still wanting, you still need those results. You're still,
of course,
you're still in a company that needs to make dollars, make your employees some money so that they can keep coming to work every day. We can't just keep talking about our feelings and all this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, correct.
But the sense of results and the idea of results doesn't need to be singular. And that's the quintessential difference. And I think that that's what someone like you going into that company, you're going, hey, guys, let's make this the best team in the world, you know, and we can have fun going into it. But, you know, we'll have all the fun and we'll communicate and then we'll build bonds so that when that time does come, when we do get that huge contract, we're going to be able to be reliable to one another.
All right, team, let's get out there and do this. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that that's amazing.
Yeah, it's a very fluid kind of process that we can do this. Mm-hmm. As long as we follow some of those guidelines, and follow is the wrong word. I mean, again, like I said, it's just kind of a natural thing for myself, but there's a fluid kind of approach that you can take.
Mm-hmm.
And the cornhole tournament's an example, and it's just have some fun, but we're getting results. And this is just how I've elected to kind of go about it. Just me being me.
Nice. And so since all that's happened, how many people do you actually know at Datron?
Oh man, it's a lot. I could I'm starting to get everyone down on the floor now, and I think there's what, something around 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
A little over if we include the group here at SLI.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's I do. I can put a lot of names, a lot of faces. We're not 100% yet, but through these actions, and being social down there, and I can tell you quite a bit of them.
I mean, that's an amazing achievement. I mean, if you're talking about, you know, most companies, you only have to deal with your particular department. Mm-hmm. And then everything else, especially in the digital age, everything's just through email. So you just say, oh, yeah, you know, Christine. Well, Christine's over in accounting. No, I've never met her. But, you know, we email daily, you know, kind of thing. So,
right.
So I think that other things that are exclusive to Datron, not particularly exclusive to Datron, because I know that other companies do these, but how you guys have used them and how Art has used them is pretty special, is these monthly celebrations, and then also these cookie conversations with the CEO.
The cookies and conversation, yeah.
Yeah.
I've asked him some pretty fun questions. You get the opportunity to go down and just chit-chat with the CEO, and I asked him what his Mount Rushmore, so his top four choices of bands were, and what his favorite breakfast cereals were, his Mount Rushmore of cereals. And these are just fun little conversation topics that kind of go beyond small talk and into, oh, are you like the Special K high protein? That's good. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Captain Crunch and things like that. These are things you discuss with your friends, and it creates a little bit of a bond, and it's a great opportunity to have.
Yeah, and that huge wall that you just, you know, knocked down.
What wall? What wall?
Yeah, exactly. With everybody else in the room going, holy smokes, you just asked them what the Mount Rushmore of cereals is, and that's the CEO of the company. You know, but Art loves it. You know, he gets it right away. He goes, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what we're supposed to do. There shouldn't be an intimidation factor. You know, like, why is that? That's a made-up concept to begin with. So that's fantastic. And then also just going into the monthly celebration thing, I think is, you know, super unique to Datron, because he's just super open about what's super open and very clear in communication with what the status of the company is.
Yeah. And what he's done is set up a nice forum to really just talk about anything, you know, birthdays or director of ops. I'd like to recognize this person, and manufacturing says, oh, thank you to this person, and just general news, and it's very relaxed, and it's very informative at the same time. I think it's a nice concept.
Nice, yeah. And we get to always get a good stand-up from our CEO as well. He likes to throw out those jokes every now and then.
Oh, yeah, the jokes. Make sure you send him your jokes.
That's
He's
awesome.
Always looking.
Well, I mean, that's kind of, you know, just to wrap up here, I think that, you know, you're doing a fantastic job in what you're doing, and, you know, realizing that the job title is the job title, and your role is very important. Nobody's, you know, saying anything less than that, but, you know, you're going above and beyond, and that really is the servant-led portion of it. You're going above and beyond to try and engage with the people that are around you. You could go in, clock out.
Yeah, I could. That'd be super boring, though. Yeah,
exactly. But, you know, you were the first one in those trainings, and for the people around you going, okay, I'm forcing you guys. You know, you gotta go, you know, to the brewery with me or something, and, you know, because I want to get to know you guys.
Yep.
So I think that's fantastic. I love the fact that you're you know, engaging in these team building games and just silly stuff and really breaking down those walls over at Datron. So I congratulate you.
Thank you, sir. Yes.
On what you've been doing. Keep up the good hard work, the fun work.
The good hard fun work, yes.
Yeah, and thank you again for having a conversation with us.
Absolutely.
I hope that you can come back soon.
And, you know me. You give me a microphone, I'll speak into it.
Nice. So. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Nick.
All right, guys.
We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we encourage you to tune in to our other podcasts as we hear from people who are actively involved in the business of creating healthy workplaces grounded in servant leadership. We invite you to join us in person for our next Servant Leadership Experience on October 14, 2016 at Concordia University in Irvine, California, where we will present Servant Leadership at the Speed of Trust, a half-day event with servant leadership implementer Art Barter and Stephen M.R. Covey, trust expert and author of The Speed of Trust. For more information about the event or the Servant Leadership Institute, see our website at www.servantleadershipinstitute.com or email us at info@servantleadershipinstitute.com. Thanks for listening and allowing us to add value to your day.